USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is talking about his thinking before calling off a retaliatory airstrike against Iran. During an interview for NBC's Meet the Press, the president says the plan was ready to go, subject to his approval.
And things would have happened to a point where you wouldn't turn back or couldn't turn back. So they came and they said, sir, we're ready to go. We'd like a decision. I said, I want to know something before you go. How many people will be killed? In this case, Iranians.
That number was 150, which is what reportedly made the president back down from the strike. President Trump is rejecting an allegation by a journalist who says that he sexually assaulted her in a Manhattan department store dressing room back in the 1990s. The president says he never met the accuser, E. Jean Carroll, and she's just making up the story to sell books. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Friday. The Dow lost 34 points to close at 26,719. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
A bizarre finding that may be connected to using your smartphone. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The new study shows smartphones could be linked to horn-like structures growing on the inside of people's skulls. The Scientific Reports study finding bones furs on the bases of skulls of about 400 adults. Bones furs occur when inflammation damages cartilage and the body tries to repair it by growing more bone. The study surfaced after the BBC published an article last week on how modern life is transforming and changing with technology use. Scientists say extensive screen time, bending the head down for extended periods, and poor posture may be causes for the physiological changes.
It's a summer solstice and the longest day of the year. At England's Stonehenge, thousands gathered to welcome the sunrise of the longest day in the Northern Hemisphere. And on Friday, the Dow lost 34 points, the Nasdaq 20, and the S&P fell 4. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Washington Post Live sat down with Ted Cruz, Republican senator from Texas, and they discussed many issues regarding the First Amendment. From the doctored video that came out not too long ago regarding House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, to the censorship of Alex Jones, to YouTube's handling of a comedian and conservative pundit Stephen Crowder. As Cruz was discussing each of these points, he also makes a very interesting point regarding big tech.
I will tell you, as I've traveled the state of Texas, as I've traveled the country, this is a concern I hear from Texans, from Americans all across this country, the power being amassed in a handful of big tech media companies is a level of power really unprecedented in our political discourse. If you look at the power that Google and Facebook and Twitter have, it is power that William Randolph Hearst, at the height of yellow journalism, could never have imagined. We have right now, in terms of the political discussion, roughly 70% of Americans are getting their news from social media. For young people, roughly 95% are going to YouTube regularly. This is the source of information, and there are consistent patterns being demonstrated of political bias.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.